Rachel, could you share with our listeners your background and how you came to this concern?
Yes, well, I got my degree from Earlham College in Peace and Conflict Studies, and I've been interested in the peace studies field ever since. When I got my PhD in psychology, I then did an introductory textbook in the psychology of peace, as well as doing a lot of work on what I call perpetration-induced traumatic stress, which is that form of post-traumatic stress disorder that the trauma that causes it is the act of killing. So I looked a lot into that with combat veterans, people who carry out executions, and people who work in abortion clinics, and various other groups with the idea that that would be traumatic to people.
And Stan, talk to me about your relationship to this concern.
I came to this concern through FCUN, Friends Committee Unity with Nature, that formed in 1987 at the gathering. Marshall Massey spoke, and he spoke about how we're destroying the planet and this and that. And he went on for an hour and inspired Friends to form FCUN, but in his talk he never mentioned population. So I went up to him after and I said, Marshall, you know population's related to this. It may not be one-to-one, but you know it's related. And why didn't you raise it? He said, well, it's too controversial among Friends. So that really bothers me when I hear that. And when FCUN formed, they recognized population as a very important aspect. It took us a few years to realize that we needed to tackle some tough questions. And one was abortion, another was sexuality. And another one later, we did a pamphlet on immigration. So I came to it through that. And we worked for 3 years on that abortion pamphlet. At one point, I missed a meeting. I think I was clerking the population committee at the time. And I got the minutes. It said they decided they weren't going to pursue it. And I was in tears because we'd worked for over a year already. And called up and they said, well, we decided we don't want to alienate FUM Friends because we're trying to be open to all Friends. And this, we thought it might do that, so we decided not to pursue it. And, of course, it seems to me that we need to labor with each other if we have differences, not avoid problems or differences. Well, they said, why don't you call FUM and see? So I called, what's his name? Johann Maurer. And he said, sure enough, well, Stan, if FUN puts out a pamphlet, which doesn't take a pro-life, I don't like to use those words, but anyway, just doesn't take that position, then it probably would do more harm than good in FUM. So he'd been right. The Friends who said, be careful. And but anyway, I did prevail in the sense in other Friends, obviously, we reached unity on this pamphlet we have. We changed the title from Seeking Clearness on Abortion, was the original title, to this title we have now on Toward Taking Away the Occasion of Abortion. So it is an attempt to listen to all Friends, written in FGC rather than FUM. It obviously has a perspective of folks who support legal abortion, that sort of thing. But then Rachel's given me comments on the pamphlet, and we're going to be revising it hopefully later this summer.